I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one case, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm George Norrie, and welcome to the new iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. Like us on Facebook, tell your friends, and share us with everyone. This is an exciting new network that will feature podcasts of the paranormal, supernatural, and the unexplained. Now please sit back and enjoy Dark Becomes Light with Heidi Hollis.
Welcome to our podcast. Please be aware the thoughts and opinions expressed by the host are their thoughts and opinions only and do not reflect those of iHeartMedia, iHeartRadio, Coast to Coast AM, employees of Premier Networks, or their sponsors and associates. We would like to encourage you to do your own research and discover the subject matter for yourself.
You are listening to Dark Becomes Light with me, Heidi Hollis, on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. Welcome to my show. Remember, each week, this is the place you go to where you can hear anything out of the ordinary. I'm talking about personal stories, your neighbor's stories, your mother's stories. They are sending it to me, I'm telling you. And any kind of detail when it comes to shadow people, aliens, goblins. I mean, we're getting down to the nitty-gritty, aren't we? For Hallow's Eve. Yeah, it's that time of year, isn't it? This is like usually my most busiest time of year because everybody likes to be freaked out. But on this program, we don't just talk about the deep, dark, dirty stuff. And man, having been the person to name, you know, demons and the devil in the world today, the modern day devil anyways, shadow people and the hat man, I get a lot of calls. People are just like, oh, come on, talk to me about this stuff and come on the show. And it's like, yeah, it's cool. But I always have to sprinkle the light on it. I always say sprinkle some Jesus on it just because how do you battle darkness? I mean, I am just realistic. So on this program, you will always hear me talk about day and night because I don't know how people can get through this. Myself, I've been dealing with this stuff for such a long time, from growing up in a haunted house to all these spooky shadow people, deep, dark, horrible alien type stuff. No, I wasn't abducted. And then having, you know, positive angelic like encounters and even positive alien encounters, not the types that you think. OK, not the grays, not the reptilians, not the praying mantis, none of those guys. So it's been a weird life. But yeah, so I always know when you come on Dark Becomes Light, when you hear this show, you know, it's going to have some yin, some yang, the good, the bad, the smelly to the pleasantly smelling. I don't know what I'm saying anymore. But anyways, go to my main website, which is shadowfolks.com or HeidiHollis.com and tell me your stories. Tell me what's going on out there. Make the emails as big and juicy as you would like. And also, a lot of people want to send me images and videos and links and stuff like that. If you have it on a site, put that link. If you want to send me a photo, well, just write me at HeidiHollis@gmail.com and we'll go with that. I keep saying I need to put a spot on my website where people can feature their drawings and their photos and their video links and all that good stuff. I need to get around to that. So my apologies. It's a busy time of year. I just said that, didn't I? guess what today is? Today is all about your emails. My favorite type of show, the Outlandish Corner Show. I don't know. That's what I'm sticking with right now. If you guys have different names that you think I should name this when I'm going into your emails, give some suggestions. I just, I don't know. the Outlandish Corner. That's where we're going to sit. So, hey, let's dive on in, shall we? Because, man, your emails have been pouring in. Thank you very much for trusting me to not aim to make fun. I have a good laugh. I do on these programs, but it is all in good fun. And when it comes to these deep, dark, dirty things, we've got to find the humor in it, because otherwise we'll just sit in a corner and cry. And I think we all have done it, haven't we? We're in the midst of some horror, but also in tears of joy, because some of these angelic things are amazing. You send in your near-death experiences, too. I mean, come on, guys. Come on. I know you're experiencing those. I do. So I can relate to them. You'd be surprised. All right. This first email, it says, "Hi, Heidi. Hey, what's going on? I must say, all caps, thank you for having this podcast and sharing these experiences." Aw, that's so kind of you. You're welcome. Thank you for tuning in. I mean, I'm very, very blessed. I have the best job in the world. I don't even know where to begin. I understand. This is the first time I've heard anything remotely similar to what I have seen or felt and experienced. Like you said, it's not something you can just share with a friend or family member so casually. That's true. So it feels very alone, isolating, and ultimately crazy. I have so much to say about so many things, meaning different types of phenomena, but I'll keep this focused on the Hat Man. Oh, great. The worst of it, I'm sure. Okay. I'm astonished by the similarities in my experiences as your listeners. Forgive me. I'm still confused by it all, but I can tell you this. There was this very tall, about 8 foot tall, black shadow figure, crater face, with either a round bald cranium or possibly a hat. Ugh. Chills. I always get chills. I this is not something I get used to, guys. It's just, whew, okay, where was I? So they continue, "It was too dark to tell. I thought this was a demon for sure. He hated women." Wow, that's a slant. "He verbally slandered me? Oh gosh, okay. And made me feel in a way I should harm myself." Oh, it just breaks my heart. Do you know how many times I hear about this? And to think that anybody would say that this Hat Man is anything benevolent or a protector of anyone. All right. "It would turn into a black mass and move through the halls, cloaking over us in bed at night." I wonder who us is. "I lived in absolute fear and terror." It sounds like past tense, so I am relieved. "Then there were two different types, or at least I think. For example, the tall man with a trench coat and hat in the corner of the room, just watching all of the time. I felt like he was an old man. Not as scary, but uncomfortable nonetheless. And here's the odd one, a much smaller version. I called him Charlie Chaplin." Ah, because he looked like Charlie Chaplin. You guys know who that is? You have to look it up, because it's a tiny little comedic actor way, way, way back in black and white films. All right. "In fact, he had a pet. A kitten, I believe." This is the first, a cat. Okay. "He was small in stature, wearing a black coat and hat. But do you recall how in the 50s they had a cigarette holder for their smokes?" Okay, I've seen movies. Uh-huh. "He always had that in his mouth. And he seems quite happy, just floating around here and there." Well, this is crazy. "I found it hard to be frightened of him." That's funny right here. Well, he does sound like a cartoon character so far. Having a mini-me like Hatman, that's not uncommon, okay? I shouldn't say it's like common, but it's not uncommon. Like, I have heard this several times over that he brings a little mini-me sometimes, and sometimes a tiny old hag even. Uh-huh. All right, continuing. She found it hard to be frightened by that little one. Something else that I can't determine were these, I don't know, shadows, but flat, reflective with shiny eyes. Trying to follow. The eyes would glow blue or red. Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, those are shadow people. All I can say is that some were scary, some just mysterious, and others, well, just seemed harmless. Some of them are just rather nosy. I'll just tell you that. Okay. That's me speaking. I also had this telepathic experience with them that, again, I can't say for sure is real or just me losing my marbles. Oh, we all feel that way sometimes. Okay, but what I got from them was like it was a war between heaven and hell. You've seen my title of my first book, right? It's called The Secret War, okay? That's all I'm going to say. demons and angels, or guardians, you could say. And at one point, I was convinced that the ones with glowing eyes were time travelers. Or at least they made me believe they were. This is different. I could say that I haven't had anybody think that. Time travelers. Nope. So I just started to ignore them as long as they weren't interfering or causing harm. I only corresponded once in a while to keep them in their place as if I were setting boundaries. Okay. I tried understanding, being open, facing my fears, and banishing anything dark and evil. I couldn't help question why they were here. I mean, why me? They telepathically used the words, divine intervention, and we're here to help you. As if they were there to warn me. In fact, they would say, you're in danger. And they were right. Okay, so this is a little different. Email everybody. This is a little bit different. I'm letting it sink in. I'm letting it swish around in my throat a little bit, in my mouth and down the hatch. Okay. I'm listening. I'm trying to get all this. So don't mind me. Okay. It continues. They wouldn't stop until I listened. Now, I did some light work with a healer and proceeded with a spiritual cleansing and a chakra balance. Okay, needless to say, I can keep them blocked or choose to invite them in now. Who would do that? Who would do that? I don't understand that process. This is different, everybody. I mean, I'm taking it in. I am not going to, I'm going to break this down as I do anything else. And we're going to learn together on what's going on here. All right. So we're going to get to our first break because it's getting interesting today, huh? All right, you guys, you are listening to Dark Becomes Light with me, Heidi Hollis, on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. Stick around. We'll be right back with more outlandish.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern.
It's just a shame, you know, that they took him from us.
Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, knocking on doors, uncovering new evidence, including the DNA of a potential killer.
My name is Danny Smith. I'm a detective with Miramar Police Department. This is Scott Weinberger. We're actually reopening an old case, and your name came up.
Untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one murder, but almost a dozen.
I thought they were going to kill me, so I kept my mouth shut, and I didn't say anything. All these years, I didn't say anything.
Listen to Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you ready to fight back against crime? Hi, guys. Nancy Grace here, host of podcast Crime Stories with Nancy Grace. I've dedicated my life to fighting crime and helping crime victims. For a decade, I prosecuted violent felonies, personally investigating, prosecuting, and covering literally thousands of cases. It's so easy to think it will never happen to me or my family, but that is simply not true. Every day on Crime Stories with Nancy Grace, we shine a light on unsolved homicides, heat up cold cases, and help find missing people, especially children. We speak with family members, investigators, CSI, reporters, and experts in every field. Every day is a mission. Every day is a chance to stop crime and keep one more person safe. Listen to Crime Stories with Nancy Grace on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Imagine you ask two people the same exact set of seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including actress and star of the mega hit sitcom Friends, Courteney Cox.
You can't go around it, so you just go through it. This is a roadblock. It's going to catch you down the road. Go through it. Deal with it.
Comedian, writer, and star of the series Catastrophe, Rob Delaney.
I shouldn't feel guilty about my son's death. He died of a brain tumor. It's part of what happens when your kid dies. Intellectually, you'll understand that it's not your fault, but you'll still feel guilty.
Alt-rock icon, Liz Phair.
That personal disaster wrote Guyville. So everything comes out of a dead end.
And many, many more. Join me on Season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.
Welcome back. You are listening to Dark Becomes Light with me, Heidi Hollis, on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. Today, it is all about your emails, and we are going through a really thick one that is really different. And I'm taking it in. We are deciphering. We are looking for patterns. And for anybody who's not familiar with this program, I really grab these emails randomly. Sometimes it is, it's kind of funny how they will coincide with each other. And it's like, it almost looks like I planned it, but I really didn't. And I really don't read these emails in advance either. So like, as I'm reading it, I might pause awkwardly sometimes because there might be a misspelled word or something that's weird. And I'm like, oh, okay. So we've got a really, really interesting one here, and this came to us from Danielle, and, I'm a little bit shocked. The things that are being shared here are, let's just, Charlie Chaplin and Big Hat Man with a little Charlie Chaplin mini-me, going on here, and, you were saying here that, you did some light work with a healer, and you proceeded with spiritual cleansing and chakra balance. And a lot of people do a lot of different things, whatever helps to bring in something more light into their home to clear these dark things out. But then you said something that's really like different, because you said that now you've been able to essentially invite them in when you want. I'm hoping that's not something that you're actually doing, but that you could block or invite. Okay, so I don't cheat and I don't look ahead. So let's see where we're at. All right. this is hilarious. Literally the next sentence says, "I keep them at bay." Okay, good. Oh, and I have some photos. Awesome. Oh, I wish you'd send those. After thousands upon thousands of photo taken, I'd say I have about a handful of semi-clear, to me anyway, images of the Charlie Chaplin fellow, ooh, and others that could be argued as mere pareidolia? Huh? Pareidolia? I don't know what that word is. If you're wondering where this all started, it was in a home I rented with my now ex in East Texas that I'm convinced had a portal. Ah, that's how I got a hold of you. We fled from the house 6 months into our lease And sad story, but we fled from each other. Oh, sorry. As the dark energy had a very strong hold on my ex. And that's my story. There were other phenomena I'll have to save for another topic and time. Until this day, I pray to Archangel Michael for protection. Yes, praying and asking for help really does work. Many thanks, Danny. Well, Danny, I want to thank you very much for sharing what you have, and thank you for the kind words as well. The Charlie Chaplin-looking little hat man guy, people have described the little guy to look very much like him, and like really trying to mimic him and try to reenact and do little terrible things as if being directed by him. That's pretty horrific. I'm sorry that you had to deal with that. And it's true how these things can attach to you from a land, from a property, from some kind of horrible heebie-jeebie stuff that's been placed in a location. I mean, they might have been doing sacrifices or strange rituals for all you know. And it's like anybody who steps foot in this house is going to have Charlie Chaplin chasing them, you know? they might have put that. I mean, people smack whammies on people all the time. I mean, the evil eye, you guys have seen those repelling the evil eye type of thing? Yeah, I mean, yeah, these things go on. And these things, when a rumor gets spread, I mean, it dies after some point, right? We're talking about centuries of this kind of talk of something being able to be pointed at another person and place bad luck on them or whatever. So imagine something that's able to manifest itself, like what Danny has been witnessing. And this thing is looking at you and gazing at you and doing these things. Now, as a pattern that you spoke of here about these shadow people with the glowing red eyes, that they're trying to put words into your mind telepathically, divine intervention. I mean, wow. And saying you're in danger. And now, okay, I got to tell you guys, these things will say anything or try to pursue and push anything to get you to let your guard down, to let you feel at ease. Like, oh, they said divine intervention. They must be here to help because they did tell you that, right? You know, how can I say this? Actions speak louder than words. I understand they were right, you said, about the danger, but if they're helping you, you owe them. Does that make sense? You owe them, okay? So we're here with divine intervention. You know, would you like to take a number? We're here for you. We're here to help. Oh, look behind you. There's something coming. I mean, these things are spying on you. They could be rather nosy. That's why some of them seem like, no big deal. But if they're taking notes and they're passing those notes on to their big boss with his mini-me, little Charlie Chaplin dude, it's a bad thing. So, yeah, they're observing. And yes, shadow people are known to whisper and impress in that manner, but they're not usually so very chatty. So it's a rather odd story because they're not usually that chatty. But they're working on you. They definitely were working on you, try to let your guard down so they can wiggle their way in and make you feel like, oh, they're here to help. That's awesome, you know? But look at that. You did something positive. You called it light work. I sprinkle Jesus on it. And that's where I go. That's where I roll to be able to put up your dukes to do a little smackdown. You know, I've heard of other practices and I don't know what people's bloodline is or their belief system, where it resides. But I always say if you go back to your roots in your belief system, then those things work best for when it comes to doing something that's like shamanistic. Can I say people use different methods that are native to their culture, like Native Americans have certain ways of cleansing, et cetera, et cetera. I've found that works better than if, say, I pop in, I'm like, hey, oh, what's that practice you're doing over there? Oh, let me try that. And it's like, I don't have any roots. I don't have any deep-rooted belief in a certain practice. Does that make sense? I hope I'm making sense. you know, but me, if you say, oh, hey, we're going to get some holy water and sprinkle those in the corners. Oh, I know that. You know, that's where my faith is in that. You know, it's my culture. It's my knowing. It's my comfort zone. So I never know where people are coming from, where it works for them, because, you know, there's a different connection that I don't know about. But if you're on the outside of these beliefs, it's nothing that I would recommend to people to go and do. But it worked for you. Yeehaw. And I hope, as a follow-up, you sprinkle some Jesus on it with Archangel Michael swinging in for the protection that you're speaking of. So that's cool. I'm so glad to hear that you've been able to accomplish what you have. That's awesome. A lot of people, you know, they sit there in fear and they're like, what do I do? It's like, you got active. You got a team and you put these things on notice. And as you said, you're able to keep them at bay. And that's what it's all about. All right. So thank you, Danny, for writing in. All right. Hold on. Okay. Here's the next one. Okay. All right. Right. This one says, hey, Heidi, I just wanted to let you know I've listened to all 70 episodes, and each one has laughs and serious facts. Oh, he's talking about my show. That's so cool. I'm so glad that you, I have more than 70 shows now, so I'm a little bit behind on my emails. Sorry. then he continues, it helps me. Oh, good goosebumps. Good goosebumps. Wow. I'm getting look at two connecting emails. There's a pattern of kindness. Thank you. Thank you. That's an encouragement. Everybody could use that. So I really, really appreciate it. All right. There was another podcast and you're naming it. So I'm just not going to say it because I can't endorse people's stuff, you know, about certain treatment. And it was a podcast about exposing certain treatment programs and the trauma forced on innocent teens. I listened to their trauma and am able to picture the damage dimensionally and can't explain. It doesn't exist anymore. But thing is, I have trauma. And in between the two podcasts, I learned to relax and face the enemies in God's time. Oh, okay. All right. I haven't seen any more Dark Becomes Light episodes and hope you continue your great work. Thank you. Well, they're up there. I don't know. Hit that refresh button, people, if you're not seeing the podcast continuing that. Well, thank you. That's really, really, really kind of you. And this came from Christopher. You know, everybody that has a kind word like that, I just, it touches me, you know, and definitely it's worth every moment that I know that I'm able to help people understand what's going on in this crazy world and let you know that you're not alone. So thank you, Christopher, for that. And this next one, it says, hey, Heidi, have you heard or read of any encounters with shadow people or Hat Man appearing outside during daylight hours? This came from Raven. Sounds like Raven's got a story. Yes, I have. Many, 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 Raven. I have lost count of how many people have written me about that. And if you listen to this show regularly, you will hear those stories. Hat Man running across the street, a shadow streak on video. These things sitting there in broad daylight on your bed while you're sitting there on your bed. It's crazy. So many times. And it's really kind of one of those things where, you know, it shifts your sense of reality, your sense of comfort. But you know what? These things do not like daylight, generally speaking. They like to hide. They like to gain access and upper hand on you when your guard is down and you can't see them or fight them. But yeah, they're seen in daylight. They still are. Usually on the fly, but it happens. All right, you guys, we've got more of your emails. You are listening to Dark Becomes Light with me, Heidi Hollis, on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. We'll be right back.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern.
It's just a shame, you know, that they took him from us.
experience this investigation in a truly unique way, knocking on doors, uncovering new evidence, including the DNA of a potential killer.
My name is Danny Smith. I'm a detective with Miramar Police Department. This is Scott Weinberger. We're actually reopening an old case, and your name came up.
Untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one murder, but almost a dozen.
I thought they were going to kill me, so I kept my mouth shut, and I didn't say anything. All these years, I didn't say anything.
Listen to Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you ready to fight back against crime? Hi guys, Nancy Grace here, host of podcast Crime Stories with Nancy Grace. I've dedicated my life to fighting crime and helping crime victims. For a decade, I prosecuted violent felonies, personally investigating, prosecuting, and covering literally thousands of cases. It's so easy to think it will never happen to me or my family, but that is simply not true. Every day on Crime Stories with Nancy Grace, we shine a light on unsolved homicides, heat up cold cases, and help find missing people, especially children. We speak with family members, investigators, CSI, reporters, and experts in every field. Every day is a mission. Every day is a chance to stop crime and keep one more person safe. Listen to Crime Stories with Nancy Grace on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
In the recent history of documentary filmmaking, one scene stands out above all. The hot mic bathroom confession of Robert Durst in The Jinx. Now the person responsible for that moment, Sareb Kaufman, stepson of the victim, friend of the murderer, star of the documentary, for the first time ever, shares why he believes you're watching the furthest thing from the truth on this exclusive episode of Murder Homes. Listen to Murder Homes on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. You are listening to Dark Becomes Light with me, Heidi Hollis, iHeartRadio, Coast to Coast AM, Paranormal Podcast Network. Today, it is all about your emails, my favorite type of show, because it really helps me keep in touch and know what is happening in the world, because I have weird stuff that I experience myself, I share on the program, and in fact, because this is the season of all spooky sharing, I'm going to share something that happened to me recently. Mm-hmm. We'll do that in the next segment, just because. Kind of a touching thing for myself, anyways. What took place? So I think you might find it fascinating. Anyway, but you know what? Again, it's about your emails, and I've got another one. And let's see what there it is. Okay. So this one says, "Dear Heidi, like most people whose stories you've read, I also had similar experiences, but is." My last experience, that's left a lasting impression on me. Oh, okay. After having a very scary experience, I told myself that if it happened again, I would try to keep calm and composed. Oh, that's so hard. I know it's hard. One evening, as I was planning on going out, I decided to take a quick nap, just 30 minutes max. As I was about to lay down on my bed, I took a look at my clock to make sure of the time. The time was 10:03 p.m. How's that a nap? That's going to bedtime. I don't get it. But okay, everybody's got different shifts, right? And as soon as my head touched the pillow, I closed my eyes and felt a light tapping in the middle of my forehead. That's weird. Fear struck me right away, and I did not want to open my eyes because right behind me was a wall, and I didn't know what to make of the whole situation. My first reaction was to jump up, but I couldn't. My whole body seemed paralyzed. Ooh, horrible. No matter how hard I tried to move, it was just impossible. And then suddenly, I heard this horrible drilling sound in my eardrum. Do you guys, I swear, I'm sitting here reading this. I'm like, I have read so many just instances of these people that know there's a wall behind them or something, like, oh, that's impossible. Something's touching me. I mean, I almost had to pause here and think, like, did somebody send me their email again? Because sometimes people think I didn't get it. And so they'll send it to me again and I might repeat an email and I don't catch it. Because these do sound alike, right? They do. I do. Okay, so anyways, continuing. In your eardrum, which got so loud, I thought my head might explode. Okay, so right there I'm thinking kind of alien, to be honest. But shadow people, Hat Man, they are related and connected to bad alien abductions and interactions. All right, finally the sound stopped and I opened up my eyes and was able to see my room, my lower body, and a presence in the room. No. I noticed the shadows looking at me, but keeping at a distance while moving around me. Ugh. My heart started to beat faster and faster as it had in previous occasions, but this time I remembered to control my breathing, relax, and tried not to give into the fear. Whew, that's hard. That is so hard. I figured that if I didn't do this, I would panic and have a heart attack. Well, I understand that too. I mean, you guys, just imagine your worst nightmare. You are defenseless, you can't move, and something's in the room with you that isn't human. And you're alone. Okay? That, I mean, whew, talk about, yeah, heart attack for sure. All right, they continue. Little by little, I felt my heart rate decreasing. Not to a normal rate, but to a point where it didn't feel like it was going to explode. I was still terrified, but I tried not to struggle with trying to move my body. The shadow people were still in the room, and their evil presence did not scare me as much. And out of nowhere, this glowing blue energy light in the shape of a body was flowing on my ceiling, right on top of me. Huh. Okay. All right. We got that picture in our heads, right? I pause. I'm taking it in. I was more amazed by it than scared at the moment, but I was more curious than ever before because that had never happened before. You had gotten rid of your fear. So I'm wondering where this is going. All right. The glowing blue body shape of a human body started to attach itself to me with what seemed like a glowing umbilical cord of the same energy. Oh, okay, I think about this? I mean, I'm gonna hold off. We're gonna. Oh, okay. All right. Okay. I'm battling with myself. It sounds funny. I know. I'm just like, I'm thinking aliens. I've heard of reptilians doing this type of thing, where they put in a little soul attachment and try to control you and stuff. But I don't know where they're going. Okay. Okay. So umbilical cord of the same energy. Okay. I felt it go in on the left side of my stomach and it continued to come out of the right side of my stomach. Ooh. As it came out of my right side, the umbilical cord was still glowing, but it had changed to an orange color. And while this was taking place, I felt like something inside of me was going through a cleansing process, and waste was coming out of the orange cord. Huh, okay. Slowly, the bright, luminous, glowing human-shaped body started to die down, and everything in the room was becoming peaceful. I tried telling my brain to move my pinky finger, and it did. And soon after, I started to gain control of my body and was able to move my whole body. I sat on my bed, speechless, not knowing what just happened. Mm-hmm. But that's when I looked at my clock and saw the time. It was 10:06 p.m., which blew my mind even more because this whole Spirix felt like it lasted at least 30 minutes. Once I calmed down, I noticed that my body was vibrating. It was not shaking. It was not shivering or a nervous shake. I was vibrating internally. And I vibrated for about 30 minutes after the whole experience. The past experiences were all different, but this one was the only one that I experienced the glowing bodies and the vibration. I must point out this as well, because prior to having these experiences, I was seeing 1111 for many years without knowing and not giving it much thought, until I became apparent to me that it had to be something. And I started to look into it as much as I could. And I still see 1111. Is this somehow connected with the dark shadows? Thank you. Ooh-wee. Ooh-wee. And they have a really interesting nickname. It's like Inetiquette, something like that. All right. I'm losing my voice. Am I losing my voice? Okay. This is really different. And I was absolutely thinking alien, a technology of some kind, right? People have been known to have their bodies kind of treated as if they were, how can I say, just a vehicle to get around in. And they'll, like, you know, clean some things. And then they'll put, like, this little attachment to try to, like, take over and control some things, some different aspects of who you are. And, you know, maybe they needed to move some gunk out of the way so they could get their fingers in there more. But when you say shadow people, sometimes when it's like these really unique and rather different types of experiences, I wish people would give more detail. They say shadow people. But look, people still call Hatman a shadow being, and he's not. So I wish that this person described what they were seeing, because I have a sneaking suspicion about what this thing was, what they were and what they were doing, because they have an apparatus of some sort to pull your body out, the way that you had, and to have some kind of thing attach and cleanse. It's just so very different, so very different. And I'll tell you really quick about a story where somebody was allowed to be killed by some reptilian beings, okay? And their body was laying there on the ground, and their inner self, they saw their soul kind of float up to the ceiling, and the reptilian saw that their soul was out, and then they brought in another body, and they went into that one. There's so many different elements that go into this topic of, you know, shadow beings doing things like aliens would, paralyzing you and doing a process, though. This is really different. This is really different. What? You know, here goes our pattern for the evening. Here's a pattern. I found it. I'm getting some really different types of emails today. Really unique stuff that it's like, huh? I feel like Scooby-Doo. I don't know. I'm just kidding. No, but I was thinking kind of alien. And these beings, shadow beings, they also are related to them as well. But this process, this attachment, and if you're a person that's been experiencing shadow beings and you took a nap at 10 o'clock at night, I mean, did they insist and push you to that nap? I would say so. They're already with like some little soul cleansing thing. I wouldn't say soul cleansing. Some kind of soul attachment thing. I mean, what were they moving out? A little piece of your soul? I don't know. I mean, this is really different. But I want to finish this up after the break. I don't want to just rush this off, because this is really different. Okay? I have a night of really different stuff for All Hallows Eve. Mm-hmm. All right, you guys. We're going to get to our next break. You are listening to Dark Becomes Light with me, Heidi Hollis, on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. Stick around. We'll be right back with more of your emails and my story.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold-Blooded, the Apollo Gym murders, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern.
It's just a shame, you know, that they took him from us.
Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, knocking on doors, uncovering new evidence, including the DNA of a potential killer.
My name is Danny Smith. I'm a detective with Miramar Police Department. This is Scott Weinberger. We're actually reopening an old case, and your name came up.
Untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one murder, but almost a dozen.
I thought they were going to kill me, so I kept my mouth shut and I didn't say anything. All these years, I didn't say anything.
Listen to Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you ready to fight back against crime? Hi guys, Nancy Grace here, host of podcast Crime Stories with Nancy Grace. I've dedicated my life to fighting crime and helping crime victims. For a decade, I prosecuted violent felonies, personally investigating, prosecuting, and covering literally thousands of cases. It's so easy to think it will never happen to me or my family, but that is simply not true. Every day on Crime Stories with Nancy Grace, we shine a light on unsolved homicides, heat up cold cases, and help find missing people, especially children. We speak with family members, investigators, CSI, reporters, and experts in every field. Every day is a mission. Every day is a chance to stop crime and keep one more person safe. Listen to Crime Stories with Nancy Grace on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Imagine you ask two people the same exact set of seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including actress and star of the mega hit sitcom Friends, Courteney Cox.
You can't go around it, so you just go through it. This is a roadblock. It's going to catch you down the road. Go through it. Deal with it.
Comedian, writer, and star of the series Catastrophe, Rob Delaney.
I shouldn't feel guilty about my son's death. He died of a brain tumor. It's part of what happens when your kid dies. Intellectually, you'll understand that it's not your fault, but you'll still feel guilty.
Alt-rock icon, Liz Phair.
That personal disaster wrote Guyville. So everything comes out of a dead end.
And many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.
Welcome back. You are listening to Dark Becomes Light with me, Heidi Hollis, on iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. Today is all about your emails, and you know, it's Halloween. Oh my goodness. You know, again, it is one of those times a year where people like me get drug all over the place, being on so many different radio shows, podcasts, and even television programs, talking about the spookiest of the spooks, because people like to be scared. And hello, I happen to specialize in modern demons that I named, and the modern devil, Shadow People Hatman. And I tend to get a lot of those types of emails, and today it is no different, okay? And this last one, and all of them, have been just a little bit more different this evening. Randomly chosen. I love this. I love these patterns. It's so wild. And I'm just sitting here being stunned again and again. So this person who has a really interesting nickname, Initikinik, I don't know. and they had shadow beings. They're calling them shadow beings that did something very alien, though shadow beings are not from here. And what they did was like bring this glowing, kind of loosely shaped body looking thing and kind of brought it close to their body while they were paralyzed, mind you, and allowed this thing to attach and like push out some kind of other funky color orange stuff. You know, and some people that would be listening to this are like, oh, look, they did a wonderful thing. They cleansed their soul. No, the person is paralyzed. Remember that. Paralyzed. Terrified. couldn't move, and was about to have a heart attack, they felt, so they had to calm themselves. It's a horrible feeling to be rendered unable to do something. Luckily, I'll tell you for myself, usually when something comes around that's not welcome, I break free of that. And they don't like that really much. That's just too bad. But everybody finds their way to deal with these things. And this person did. They said, if this happens to me again, where I have a crazy experience, I'm going to try to calm myself and take it all in. And it's like, whoa, what happened? Only a few minutes passed. And they did all this stuff. Like, they were waiting. This person took a nap at 10 o'clock at night. I don't know. These beings were waiting, as if they might have encouraged this odd nap. I don't know. It's different for me, but who knows? Maybe you go to bed at 5 in the morning. I don't know. So nap time for others, you know, hey. But it's just odd. It's odd. You know, it's like, so what was this doing? I wish you would explain what they look like, because I'm thinking this is such an alien thing to do. I have not heard of shadow people floating over a little blue body like spirit thing to push out some orange stuff. No, sounds really alien. And reptilians have been known to do stuff like that. Grays have done odd things where they kind of show off their body suits, you know, literally their bodies, as if it's just something they wear every once in a while. So I don't know. It sounds really, really kind of mechanical even. And then you're also asked, you keep seeing 11-11 everywhere. This has been a pattern for like over 20 years. I've heard this. People are like, what does it mean? It seems to mean different things for different people. Some people think it's good luck. Some people think it's a hidden message. Some people think it's a tulpa of a sort. They're creating this thing that they just happen to always look at the clock when it's 11-11. So I don't know. I mean, I think it's open for discussion. I think there's even like, I know there's articles written on this phenomenon, and I believe there's a book or two out there talking about it. And, you know, I have a good friend who had a near-death experience, came back as one of the top psychics in the world, Carolyn Clapper, and this happened to her on November 11th, 2011. So 11-11-11, you know? So really special for her. So I guess you can interpret it for yourself. Like, what could that mean? I don't know. I like purple things. When I see purple, I feel pretty good about it. When I put it on things like my cell phone cover or my backpack, I feel even more special. and my tennis shoes. I'm just being honest. You know, it's Halloween, you guys. Again, first, I have to tell you, go to my main website, HeidiHollis.com or ShadowFolks.com. You guys tell me your stories. Tell me what's going on out there. The show is not over yet, but hold on, okay? I just want to say that. And thank you for coming on with your stories and for allowing me and trusting me to share them here and to help others understand these patterns and to let them know that they're not alone, okay? It has, it's a weird world, you know? And, you know, it's Halloween. And boy, you guys, you have no idea how strange my life is. You have no idea. I give little dustings of some of the things that I've experienced here on the program. And I say dustings because for me, it's collected dust. It's happened. These are stories I've been talking about for a while. but I have new stuff happening all the time. And sometimes it's just so very different. I don't even know how to address it sometimes. And there's been some new stuff that I've been trying to decipher for myself too. And how can I say? All right. I'm going to just lay this out. All right. So many years ago, you guys, I had experiences all the time. And I couldn't get any sleep because there is something always trying to call my name. Not like they were talking to me. It's just those weird Heidi whispers. I hate that. Who likes that? Nobody does. And then I'd seen, you know, some strange things and a headless woman and I was just done. And I was like, look, I'm done. You guys, just leave me alone. And it worked. You know, people say, oh, you can't shut it off. Well, I was able to, a great percentage. I was able to. Okay. But in more recent years, with some other strange things going on, I'm like, you know, maybe it'd be okay to let some of that stuff back. You know, I kind of put that, you know, little trickles out there and say, you know, I'll take a little bit. And I get stuff that, especially I get a lot of stuff in so-called dreams. I call them waking dreams because it's as if you're wide awake. And what happens in those dreams actually becomes a part of your memory, your learning history. I mean, it becomes a part of my experience of life because it gets in there. It really does. And so I get a lot of those. And I've had some that are just puzzle me. I mean, I've been in this for a long time. And I try to read as much as I can. I try to look and talk to a lot of different people and researches. And I don't find those answers. I really don't. And, you know, sometimes you just kind of go, well, you know, I guess it wasn't meant for me to understand. It's not the easiest thing to accept always, but whatever. But I've been getting more answers these past couple of years. And it's pulled me into a path that, nobody would ever, not me even, would look to. So it's just been really interesting. But to get back to what I was saying about these odd senses that I had, and people will call it whatever they want. I've always said I'm too boring to be psychic or a medium or anything like that. But I know I get hits on things. I do. I told people about the World Trade Center thing, but I didn't even remember it. I told my friends, like, well, that's weird, you know, and just kind of moved on. And my friends reminded me, like, oh my gosh, remember you had that? And I'm like, I did. Oh yeah, I did. You know, it's like, I don't keep track. But okay, more recently, I have been getting this really kind of like, I'm, you know, somebody's trying to tell me like, oh, you know, I had something happen several years ago. And if I ask how many years ago, I'll hear the number. And it's like my own voice saying how many years or something. And I'm like, it's happening a lot. And I can honestly say I haven't paid attention to that type of thing forever. But it's coming through more loud and clear. And I'm like, oh, wow, this is coming back to a little bit of an extent. But something happened just 5 days ago that just shook me, okay? I was in a sound sleep at 8 a.m. on the nose, okay? I heard right in my ear, right close to my ear, just, Heidi? I bolted awake like, whoa, who's in the room? I knew that voice. And for those of you who have been listening to my program, I lost my father earlier this year. And it was him. It was him. And I honestly felt like he was testing to see, you know, testing, 1, 2, 3. Can you hear me? Heidi? Can you hear me? Oh, man, did I hear him. And my good friend, Carolyn Clapper, I asked her, you know, top psychic. I said, oh my goodness, I heard this. And she's like, is your dad? She's like, he was testing to see if you could hear him. Oh, I just thought so, you know, like, wow. So on this Halloween, I want you guys to realize that our loved ones are around us, okay? I've been reminded of this again and again so many times. And I could tell you, we can feel them. We can sometimes see them, and sometimes, boy, can we hear them. So Halloween doesn't have to be spooky. It could just be something, a nice little cozy memory of those who have crossed over, and, you know, keep them in mind. Send a prayer. They could always use prayers on the other side. Ah, well, you guys, you know what? It has been a really interesting show. I hope that you've enjoyed yourself. And I want to remind you, once again, go to HeidiHollis.com or ShadowFolks.com. Ask your questions, share your stories, share your research, share your thoughts, and I'll share it here on the program. And don't forget, you can follow me on social media, all right? Twitter, Facebook, all that. at one, literally the number one, Heidi Hollis. And send me a message. I will respond. People are always surprised, but I really do. Okay, you guys? I feel really good about this show today. I hope you guys do too. Oh, also, go to theoutlanderscomic.com. I do a paranormal comic strip. I think you'll enjoy it. All right, you have been listening to Dark Becomes Light with me, Heidi Hollis, on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast. We'll see you next time. Stay safe, everybody. Goodbye.
Well, if you liked this edition of Dark Becomes Light, wait till you hear the next one. You've been listening to the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold-Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one case, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold-Blooded, the Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like a million bucks.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old Richmond, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.